Well, hello, health enthusiasts. You are listening to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike, and I am Michael Wolfeld. I'm the staff naturopath with PHP, and as Aaron writes all the time, I'm available to answer your questions, and PHP pays me, so you don't have to. So it's really a great deal for all of us, and I get to work out of my home, and I get to talk to wonderful people all the time. I have to admit, I talk to a few people that can be a little bit on the cranky side, but basically I talk to very, very nice people who are really interested in learning about how to be healthy, which is great. Now, like I said before, this call has been inspired by one of our loyal members, Laura Gillen in Florida, and it really does need to be discussed because I get this kind of call all the time, and I think you'll see as we go along. And this really fits in quite well with our monthly special for PHP, because as you probably have read or heard, what we are promoting this month is the Athletes Pack specials. And it's great. It's a great value, and it's very good, especially for people that are athletic and who are really interested in, working out and being healthy. Now, before I get into the topic of natural, I want to really get into a little bit more about this idea that's going to lead into the word natural. You know, I've been in the health food industry many, many years, and I used to work at a large health food store in Southern California, and one of the biggest areas of sales for us were sports nutrition, bodybuilders, and that kind of thing. And one of the things that I noticed right off the bat is I would say that a good 95% of all the products that we had on our shelf for bodybuilding and athletic prowess and building muscle and so on and so forth, I hate to use this word, but I mean, it was pure junk. They were full of sugar. They were full of caffeine. They were full of words that you couldn't even pronounce. Okay, very little of it was food. And these products were expensive. In fact, there was one product in particular that sold by the ton, and it was a huge container. And it had a picture of this Hulk on the front. So, of course, people looked at this and they figured, okay, I buy this product, I'm going to look like this guy. Well, this was back in the 80s, and it was selling for about $35, which was a lot of money back then. And you looked at the ingredients, something like 80% of the product was maltodextrin, which is sugar and very cheap sugar. And there was a lot of caffeine in it, and I mean, there was nothing healthy about it. Well, it's interesting to note that the term athletic and the term health do not always go together, but they should. Okay, and that's what we're about in PHP. We're not interested in you getting physically fit or getting muscles unless you're also interested in getting healthy, because we're not doing you a favor. There's a great story. This was back in, I guess, the 1920s, before any of us were around. And there was a gentleman by the name of Mr. Sandow, and he was considered one of the strongest people in the world. He did all sorts of feats in terms of picking up cars and so on and so forth. And he died of a heart attack. At the age of around 40-something, okay, didn't live long. So basically, this pointed out that you can have big muscles and not be healthy, okay? So I just want to make a real strong case and point about the fact that what we do at PHP, when we're talking athletics and we're talking about these complete packs that we sell, you'll notice that in all cases, the power shake is included in it, and the master aminos and the be energetic. And so we're talking about products that are food, even the joint flex and the ionic minerals. Okay, so we're talking about things that are going to sustain you and build you from a health standpoint, as well as help you build muscle and exercise better. Okay, so that's a real important differentiation to make. And it's real important that we all understand that, because there's just way too much out there today where people are led to believe that because they see a picture on the front of a package, and all of a sudden that means that, okay, if I take this product, you know, I'm going to look like that. Okay, well, it just ain't the case. All right. So that's why the topic for tonight is called Read the Fine Print, What's in Your Foods? And we should say, what's in your foods and food supplements? Okay? So that's really where we are and where we're going to go. Now, what I really want to have a discussion about, because it's very confusing out there, is the word natural. And let me tell you, friends, the word natural is so overused, it's sad. Really, if we want to be accurate, we can say that anything on planet Earth is natural, whether it be made by nature or produced by man by using nature's ingredients to change it radically. But it's still natural, all right? If you really want to use the word in its most generic form. Well, the problem is that the food industry, of which we're all a part, uses the word natural in that way. And so one of the things that happens all the time for me is I'll get an email or a phone call, and someone will say to me, what do you think about this product? Product X, okay, and it's something that we don't make in PHP, you know, and it might have value, might not, whatever, okay. But they'll say, well, you know, it says that it's all natural ingredients. And so I'm just wondering, is this something that I should consider? Now, here's one particular product that was emailed to me, and I'm not sure what it does, okay, but it says all natural ingredients. Now, here are the additional ingredients that are in this product that is all natural. We have calcium. Doesn't say what form it's in. It's probably rock. We have something called cross-carmelose sodium. Heaven only knows what that is. Magnesium stearate, which is often a hydrogenated vegetable oil. Microcrystalline cellulose, commonly known as plastic. Modified cellulose, another form of plastic, silica, which could even be ground glass, and stearic acid, which could be from a number of sources. Okay, now, this company that I'm reading this label off of, they want you to believe that their product is natural. So in other words, they define natural as a product that contains hydrogenated vegetable oil, two forms of plastic, and the possibility of ground glass. Now, I don't know about you folks, but I don't consider that food. So the word natural means nothing. You know, I was just at the largest health food show in the world. It's Natural Products Expo, and it happens every year in March in Southern California, just real close to where Disneyland is. Very appropriate, because the show itself is more like Disneyland than a show. And there's a lot of junk there. There's some good stuff. So one of the things I just saw today was a little interview where one of the people, the show people who put on the show, went around and asked people that were there at the show what they perceived the word natural meant. So very appropriate, since that's what we're talking about. So I enjoyed listening to it. It was about 3 minutes long. And the comments were anything from, well, natural means that it doesn't have additives or fillers. Natural means that it's like nature. These are different answers by different people. One person who I congratulated said, the word natural doesn't mean anything. And it's just marketing hype. He was the only one that was really correct. So they must have asked 25 people from both consumer, you know, people that worked at stores, people that worked at companies or owned companies, and the answers were all over the place. But that gentleman who said, it's marketing, that's all it is, he was absolutely correct. The word natural has no meaning whatsoever. And even the word organic, we have to be careful about. In other words, if it says certified organic, then you say, all right, well, who certified it and what does that mean? You know, then that's a whole different ballgame. Now, one of the other questions that comes up all the time for me is, are all the products in PHP organic? And the answer is no. And the reason is because some of the things that we use, they're not available as an organic ingredient. Now, does this mean that you shouldn't use it? No, not really, and here's the reason why. We have our own microbiological lab in our plant. We have a wonderful gentleman by the name of Marco who has been there. He's an old friend of Dave's, and he's been there for a gazillion years. And he's a very good researcher. And he's got fairly sophisticated equipment now, and we can actually test different types of additives and pesticides and things like that. So we do that to every raw material that comes into our plant because we are a GMP plant, which is good manufacturing procedure. So we actually, that's part of what we have to do. So we test every raw material that comes in. And the one thing I always tell people that you can be sure of, you know, that we're satisfied with the purity and the cleanliness of the material we use, is that, as you probably know, you know, we're a family company. I mean, this is not owned by a large corporation. I mean, Dave and Amy basically are the prime owners. And, you know, we all use these products. And personally, I'm not into using junk. And so that's one of the reasons I work for PHP, is because we do have clean products, and I feel comfortable giving them to myself, my wife, and, you know, my friends. And so that's really I say where the rubber meets the road. Okay, so keep in mind when you start reading labels. Like, I mean, this is crazy. Here, this is the actual panel from this product. It says the natural ingredients in this product were specifically chosen based on their ability to cause the body to produce and upregulate its natural network of antioxidant enzymes, including SOD and CAT. Okay. It says, has been formulated using high-quality, potent herbal extracts processed under proprietary technologies. That, now, the word proprietary also is a little questionable. It therefore provides powerful antioxidant protection against oxidative stress. Okay, the natural ingredients, and then it lists these ingredients, herbs. Okay, and it says additional ingredients. Doesn't use the word natural in front of this one. And those are the ones I just read to you, the plastic and the hydrogenated vegetable oil and so on and so forth. So I think you can start to see what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with mass confusion, okay? And one of the things that we have as an advantage in PHP is we promise we do not use additives, fillers, binders. Our products do not have things like plastic. We don't use hydrogenated vegetable oil. We don't use things like ground glass. Now, you might say, why are these quote-unquote questionable ingredients even added if they're neither natural nor healthy? I mean, do you think eating plastic is healthy? I don't think so. Now, the FDA, of course, says it's okay to eat plastic. You know, I mean, we know who the FDA works for. So we don't do that. And to me, that sets us apart. You can walk through any health food store. In fact, I recommend you do this. Walk through the supplement department, especially walk through the bodybuilding area, and start picking up bottles just hither and thither, and just start looking at labels. Reading the ingredients. Don't read the nonsense that's marketing hype. Read the actual nutrition facts panel and the ingredient listing. You will find in most cases, if not 99.9%, words on these labels that you do not know what they really are, and some of them you can't even pronounce that easily, okay? And they're not food. And you're going to find this rampant in the so-called bodybuilding area. You're also going to find this in just regular products. You'll find this in herbs. You'll find this in the seasoning section. They actually use flow agents in bottles of spices because it makes it easier to fill the bottles, and the bottles don't cake up as easily. And so what we all need to be aware of, and this is very, very important, the reason why all of this stuff is put into foods like spices and why it's put into supplements is so that the company that's making the product can make the product more efficiently, easier, and faster. Now, what does that mean? How does that relate? That relates to the fact that they are able to produce the product for less money. Okay, so the product has become cheaper because they can run it faster by adding this garbage. Now, that leads us to the second very important point, that when you're walking through your health food store and you're starting to look at labels, look on the label and see where it says manufactured. If the word is manufactured by, and you'll see that on pretty much every PHP product. We don't manufacture the master aminos. That's manufactured by this Dr. Marietti. And so he makes the tablets, and they are, you know, low heat process, no binders or fillers, which is why we promote them. But in almost every case, you know, every one of our labels will say manufactured by Purium Health Organic by Nature. That's who we are. That means we are where the buck stops. So if you have a problem with a product, you can call us, and you are talking to the actual manufacturer. You will notice, however, by walking through your health food store, that you are going to look at labels, and they're going to have words like manufactured for, exclusively manufactured for, formulated and distributed by, so on and so forth. Okay, in other words, there's a whole array of euphemistic terms. If anything is on the label other than manufactured by, and after the word by, the same company whose name is on the front of the bottle appears, that means you have found a product, just like PHP, where the person selling the product is also the manufacturer. But when you see any of these other euphemistic terms like formulated for, exclusively distributed by, so on and so forth, it means that the bottle you're holding, the company whose name is on the product, has done nothing more than print a label and probably had something to do with the formula. But even that may have been assisted by someone else. Okay? So in other words, you don't really know what's in that product because the company that put it together is called a co-packer. Now you see, Organic by Nature, which is the parent company that owns Purium Health, it's all the same people, we are a co-packer. We make lots of products for other companies. We probably make over 100 products for, you know, 70, 90 companies. I lost count. So we're making lots of other products for people that all they're doing is printing a label. Now, some people, you know, want the purest of the pure, and that's what we give them. But some people want cheap. And so we have to, if we want to compete, we have to make their products the way they want them. But I wouldn't take them. But because we are selling these products with our name and our label and our reputation, and we take these products ourselves, we want the product to be clean, free of plastic, free of hydrogenated vegetable oil, free of ground glass, free of genetic engineered ingredients. And so this is what our goal is, because we eat these things ourselves. Okay? So I think that that is really, really important. Now, I'd like to just go over this one more time for those of you who have joined us. And I highly recommend that you share this call with as many people as you possibly can, because this is a question that comes up all the time. The word natural. And the word natural is not natural. In fact, it's one of the most unnatural things that's ever happened in terms of marketing. And it's been used just for marketing. And that's the real sad thing. So when you see the word natural, the first thing to tell yourself is discount it. Don't even bother with that word. And immediately look at exactly what the product is. This is why it is so important that we all get as educated as we can about what's in our products. That's why, you know, I'm spending this time on this call to try and help you all understand the kinds of things that are used as binders and fillers and additives, simply for the purpose of making the product easier to make, which therefore translates into cheaper. It doesn't mean that, you know, the product is complete garbage, but it does mean that you are putting something in your body of not what you thought you were putting. Okay, in other words, you know, you think you're going for something that's going to be healthy, and yet you actually end up adding things that are really toxic. You know, I just read this goes over the whole gamut. I mean, this isn't like new. This is something that's a part of the whole system today. There was an article that I just read that someone sent me that talked about the fact that, like, chemotherapy and radiation, which are the two most, you know, popular forms of treatment for cancer other than surgery, that they themselves produce cancer. Now, in the natural arena, the naturopathic medicine arena, this fact has been known for many, many years. But it's now starting to enter into the mainstream. That why would you want to put something in your body that is considered carcinogenic to try and treat cancer, which is caused by carcinogenic substances? And the medical profession will tell you it is. I'm not making this up. They say it. So if you think that this doesn't make sense, you are correct. But there's a lot of money to be made in chemotherapy and radiation. And that's part of the problem. We live in a world where economics rules. And so the only answer, the only solution that we have is education, is knowledge. But knowledge is useless unless you utilize it, unless you apply it. So I really encourage you to take this 30-minute call. It's going to be in your back office as of tomorrow. And I would highly recommend that you send this to every single person you know who uses a supplement, who's considering using a supplement, or even just somebody who's eating food and thinks they're trying to eat healthy food. It's imperative that people read labels and understand what these words mean, because they are not always what they appear to be. In fact, they're often exactly the opposite. Why would you want to take a product that is considered to be a nutritional supplement that may even have good things in it, okay? Like that one product that I saw, I mean, it had some decent herbs. But on top of those decent herbs were plastic and hydrogenated vegetable oil and possibly ground glass. Those are toxic. So what possibly could motivate someone to take a product that has valuable herbs in it, but also has known toxic ingredients. Makes no sense. But unless we know this, guess what? We can't make that kind of decision. So that's why it's so crucial that we educate people, number one, to read labels, and number two, help people understand that the word natural is nothing more than marketing hype. It means really nothing when it comes to putting something in your body. You want to make sure that you're only putting clean, healthy food that does not have additives, binders, fillers, and other types of things that are known as tableting aids. You want to use the purest products possible. That's why Purium is called Purium, standing for pure and premium. So there are some, you know, I'm not saying we're the only folks out there. I mean, there's some other decent products out there, but you're not going to find other products that are as clean and beneficial as what we have in PHP for as fair a price as we have. There's some very expensive stuff out there that's no better. And so that's what our claim to fame is. We want to be able to make sure that everyone can get clean products without binders or fillers. And we also want to make sure that if you're interested in losing weight, if you're interested in building muscle, if you're interested in any type of performance, we want to make sure that you are looking at getting healthy as well as just improving those aspects. So that's what we're about. So I thank you all for listening, being with us. I will be back with you again on the 28th of March, 2 weeks from tonight. And we'll have another interesting topic, I'm sure. Anyone who's got a topic that you would like to discuss, like I said, I thank Laura Gillen for encouraging me to talk about this because we have done it before, but it's been a while. And so anyone who's got a topic that you would like to discuss, please email me or phone me. And it's askphpdoc@gmail.com or 800-962-LIFE, 800-962-5433. Love to hear from you. Any questions? Aaron always says, PHP pays Dr. Mike, so you don't have to. So I'm here to help you in any way I can. It's been great being with you, and I look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks, and maybe I'll hear from some of you. I hear from a lot of you. So take care. God bless. Be well. Read those labels, and bye for now.